KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle. This is Audio Oasis, the local music show. My name is Sean Nelson, and I am simply delighted to be joined live in the studio by Mr. John Auer. Take it away, sir.
I got your message, Josephine. You weren't around for my reply. I saw the hall where the footprints are, and the train rolls by. Never knowing where it's going. You were a modern woman, Josephine, who never had the time to waste for a game where they pull your chain and the train rolls by, never knowing where it's going. Still I wonder, would you be that close to me? Could you love a life that you will never see? Guess I'll never know why. I guess I'll never know why. I guess I'll never know why. It wasn't meant to be. They say that you went away, 'cause you never had a soul to keep. It's a fact and I can trace the tracks. And when they laid you down to sleep, I saved your chromosomes unknowingly. You weren't around for my surprise. Familiar sight on a restless night, and the train rolls by. But I finally got the message, Josephine. Never get to know you well. Will I invite you at the holy site, and the train rolls by, never knowing where it's going. Still I wonder, would you be that close to me? Could you love a life that you will never see? I guess I'll never know why. 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 It wasn't meant to be.
John Auer live in the studio at KEXP. It's Audio Oasis, the local music show. We're spending the entire 60 minutes with Mr. Auer. I had to avoid saying hour and hour, but no, I guess I didn't.
Gosh, I didn't even think of that.
I know. It's a learning experience.
Indeed.
I hope so. Anyway, welcome.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you. Let's pretend we weren't just talking 5 minutes before you started.
You got a deal.
How's it going?
It's going great, actually.
Excellent.
Just spent a fine weekend in Los Angeles last weekend.
Yes.
With this band you might have heard of before.
I remember it well.
Called Let's Go Sailing.
They're good.
They're aren't
very
they?
Good.
Yeah.
And the Oolahs as well.
The Oolahs as well. I think Harvey Danger was somewhere on the bill.
Yes, but who can be bothered to care about those guys? Well, you are in your lone solo wolf guise right now, just a man and a guitar, a few pedals.
Oh, yes.
But often you are to be found in band configurations.
Indeed.
Let's talk really quickly about your last year. I mean, you spent a good deal of time making your solo record, Songs from the Year of Our Demise, and it is now out. It is, you know, obviously roaring up every imaginable chart. But you've been just touring like crazy on your own and also with the Posies, and I'm assuming there's some big star dates somewhere in there.
Absolutely. First off, you're right about my record, though. It's the number one sadcore record in America right
Congratulations.
Now.
Congratulations.
Top of the sadcore charts. So I guess I'm the number one sadcore artist by default. But it came out May 2nd, and I hit the road, as they say in the biz, and I've had a really great time, you know. There's a lot to be said for just taking a road trip by yourself with a guitar and, you know, going from venue to venue. It's really simple, and it just kind of strips everything, the touring, the driving, the procuring of food and sustenance. It strips everything down to the essence, basically. So it's
but
a lot of fun.
Who can you argue with?
Well,
who can you have silent, intense, passive-aggressive contests
with?
Yeah,
well, you know, you can argue with yourself. Come on, you know that's true.
That's true. Well, is that something that you've done before, that sort of just you and a guitar kind of touring?
Not for the length of time that I've been doing it. I played a lot of solo shows, and, you know, I've even toured Spain a couple of times, usually with a band or like a one-off situation or a one- or two-off.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been the first time I've really just kind of decided to do such a large amount of it, and it's really rewarding, you know. I mean, like, wow, who would have thought? But it's just, again, it's just such a simple thing and so easy to do,
right?
And everywhere I've gone, I've gotten really good reactions. And, you know, I mean, some places you're going to get really good crowds, other places, you know, you get smaller crowds, obviously. But I really haven't had a bad show among the bunch,
right?
You know, so that's the good news.
That is good.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it seems like it would definitely make you you know, it would put you right up close to knowing how your songs are holding up. I mean, that idea of holding up is sort of a hard one to get around. But, I mean, you've been making records for a long time now. And, you know, making them with a band, a lot of times you can kind of, I'm not saying you're fooling anyone, but, like, you can get over with a band just rocking out, and it's not necessarily, you know, it's like the physical experience is sort of it. But when you're just singing by yourself, you really are, like, you got to really feel the material.
Absolutely. It's just kind of comes down to whether the song works or not, you know. And I don't know, I think the cool thing is most of the songs on this record of mine, Songs Through the Year of Our Demise, are really designed to be stripped down. I mean, it's funny too, because the record itself is really baroque and layered, and,
right,
and most of it is, with a couple, you know, stripped down numbers thrown in. And surprisingly, I found that in some ways I actually enjoyed some of the songs more just unadorned, you know.
Right.
And that was some of the reaction I kind of got from some people out there on the road. But what the hell do they know?
Yeah, exactly. You don't do it for them.
Exactly.
Don't ever make that mistake. So let's talk briefly about, I mean, when you're doing these shows, are you mainly just playing the new stuff? Are you playing stuff from throughout your career?
I definitely try and focus on the new, the now, the here and now, just because I figure it's kind of like, I need to do this. I need to go out and really almost learn these songs. I mean, most of them I hadn't even played live. They'd only been recordings.
Right.
So I, you know, purposefully decided not to just rely on, you know, old standards or favorites. You know, that being said, there's a couple of songs that were from my past that belong to, you know, certain bands like the Posies, which really in essence were, you know, pretty much solo songs anyways with the name the Posies on them. So
right,
I figured, why not? This is something that I do, and you know, it never hurts to have one or two of those in your pocket either, you know.
Give the people what they want,
Or give the people some of what they want. That's my motto.
Don't give the people too much of what they want.
Exactly.
That's my motto.
Mm.
Always. Well,
I can vouch for that, actually.
Speaking of that, let's talk a little bit. Actually, let's not talk. Let's just have you play maybe a couple of older songs before we launch into the...
Okay, well, I'm going to go way, way back into the Posies.
Posiana.
Hey, Posiana.
That's my daughter's name, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She loves you guys.
Yeah? I'd heard that about her. This is way, way back. This is a song, a very earnest and sincere number called At Least For Now from Posies' first record, Failure. I don't think your daughter was born yet when this was... No? Okay. Friday comes with little warning.
Saturday is close behind. Then you sleep in Sunday morning. Monday back out on the line. Bitter friends go passing by you. They pretend that you're not there. It's their affection they deny you. So you pretend that you don't care. You're not to blame, 'cause you were never made aware that it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's alright, at least for now. A healthy dose of deep depression will keep you comfortably smug. Life without you can't imagine. It's become your favorite drug. Once you had your own direction and all your thoughts were clean and clear, now gazing at your own reflection makes you wanna smash the mirror. You never listen, but know that you can hear that it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's alright, at least for now. You can always worry, you can always think that you're wrong, but never say you're sorry for something that you never, something that you never done. Weight of the world is on your shoulders. You've seen so much and you're so young, but you'll have to wait until you're older to understand all that's been done. Stand your ground, because the battle has just begun. And it all comes back in good time, and that's a fact. It's alright, at least for now. And it all comes back in good time, for miserable Mrs. Green, sit by yourself and think a while of all that once could have been instead of what is now. Well, how does it even feel? You're no longer Madam Butterfly, and yesteryear operas have quickly passed you by. Mrs. Green, you're older, but you really know more clever things that you are thinking. I am thinking I will never think at all. Volumes of photographs held in your eyes and our hands,
new world intellect could never understand. Well, you tore yourself apart. Well, off for the neighborhood and kids, and never forgave yourself for acting as you did. Mrs. Green, you're older, but you really no more clever. Things that you were thinking, I am thinking I will never think at all. Why did they lock you up inside? And what will they talk about after you have died? Who scared the birds away? But lining the nest with demands and using an iron fist and not a helping hand. Mrs. Green, you're older, but you really no more clever. The things that you were thinking, I am thinking I will never. Mrs. Green, I know you're not as happy as you can be. As you watch my new leaf turn, you're turning green with envy over me.
John Auer, live at KEXP on Audio Oasis, the local music show.
That's where we play local music on KEXP.
I was wondering where that was in Seattle.
That's right, just right here in this very room.
Excellent.
The Leopard Lounge. I don't know, they have a lot of different names for
the
it.
The Leopard Lounge?
What, is there an official name? I don't think so. We'll discuss that later. But that was an old Posey song from the album Dear 23, Mrs. Green.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that was another old Posey song, at least for now, which is from Failure. Going back and, you know, listening to that stuff, I still find myself listening to the old Posey's albums time and again. And I'm wondering if you, I mean, it's always different when you do the thing, but it's been long enough now that I wonder, do you ever go back to those records? Do you ever throw them on? Do you ever... happen upon them?
Well,
on an
I certainly
iPod
throw
shuffle.
Them, but usually around or against walls. I've ventured back to the land of Dear 23 and Failure, and frankly, some of it really scared the hell out of me.
Because of what you heard in yourself?
Well, you know, it's weird. I think there's a lot of bands that tend to get to experiment and make a lot of recordings before they end up actually putting out a record that someone pays attention to,
right?
And you know, I don't think those records are bad by any means. I think there's some really good songs, but Failure in particular is kind of like, you know, somebody's demo tape they did in high school, you know, that ended up selling like 20,000 copies.
Right.
And there's a couple songs. There's one song on there that even my beloved, and I mean beloved, bandmates in the Posies.
I know you did.
They
I know you
they poke incessant fun at me about it still.
And, you refuse to say which one it is, even though everyone...
No, it's a song. It's called The Longest Line.
Okay.
And, boy.
That should be the name of your tour.
There you go. Indeed.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the, like... It was one of the most interesting things, I think, about the Posies from my perspective, having been, you know, like a listener, but then also playing shows with you guys and just sort of knowing you, it's just so interesting how you have kind of constantly sort of revised the idea of what being in a band is. Because, you know, like when you start off and you're in high school in your bedroom and making your, you know, demo tape, and, you know, you have this one sense of what a band might be, and then, you know, you get some attention, and then maybe you get a record deal, and then you have another idea of what your band is going to be. And then, you know, the record deal, you know, like major label record deals really only go one or possibly two different directions, and they're both usually downward, as we all know.
Well put, Mr. Nelson.
And, you know, then you have another idea, and then maybe you don't want to do it anymore, but then maybe you do. And, like, you guys have been pretty constant, like, you continually redefine yourselves. And, you know, even up until just, you know, making this most recent record where you had a totally different approach to doing it and all that stuff. I'm curious if it feels like that for you looking back, or if it just sort of feels like one long process that just keeps changing.
It's one long process. You know, I'm amazed that it's 2006, as I'm sure many people are that have been around for a while, but it all kind of seems like it started, you know, yesterday. And that might sound a bit cliched, but I guess it's because it's, you know, it might be a cliche, but it's kind of true.
Right.
It really does feel like not that long ago. It's amazing. So you don't really know what, you know, accidental things will shape you along the way until you do it. If I could look back on any of it now and say, you know, would I like to do something different with the Posies? I wish the Posies had gone out and toured as a rock band before we made a couple of our records. We really hadn't done, we didn't have a large chunk of that under our belts. And
right.
I think that's what really defines a band in a lot of ways. I mean, you can make really cool records. That's one thing, making cool records in the studio. But going out and playing live and falling on your face and learning how to interact with an audience, that's kind of what really, really kind of helps you, you know, figure out what you really want to do, I think.
Right.
You know?
And it's interesting, too, if you listen, I mean, listening back to the first couple of records in particular, they definitely don't sound sort of bandy.
Not at all.
And, yeah. And you know, Frosting on the Beater sounds a little bit more, but it's still very sort of created. And then, but then Amazing Disgrace and Onward, very band, you know? And it seems like you guys, especially now, I mean, obviously, like, it is definitely like roaring, raging rock band.
Yeah, you get the kind of it's the visceral thing element you don't really get on the records. We always tend to go for more of the, I don't know why we do that, just kind of, I guess we kind of like being one thing on record, another thing live, you know?
Right.
It makes it a bit more complicated to promote us. You know, way to go, Posies.
Smart,
you know?
Shrewd.
Exactly. But, yeah.
Well, I think that the people who are, you know, who follow you, as I'm sure you know, like, I think they really are into both sides of that. And I think, you know, I always like bands to have a little bit more versatility. I mean, the Ramones are good, obviously, but
right.
The Posies are clearly better, more influential anyway.
Word.
I mean, you know, like, certain bands can only play a great rock show, and they can't necessarily write a song, they can't necessarily put a thing together in the studio that's anything different from just pointing a microphone at their live show.
True. So true.
Apropos of nothing, I just thought I'd say those words. Let me just say really quickly that support for KEXP comes from Bellevue Community College, where students can earn freshman and sophomore college credits that lead to a degree. BCC also offers career-oriented training in biotech, health, and medical fields. Registering now for fall classes, Bellevue Community College. Become exceptional. BellevueCollege.edu or 425-564-1000. And before I forget, support for KEXP comes from CMJ Music Marathon. This year's festival in New York City will be October 31st through November 4th. Daytime panels covering all aspects of the music industry and live performances at night. Join the Black Keys, The Knife, The Slits, and hundreds more. Registration and more information at cmj.com/marathon. Now then, back to John Auer, live in the studio, and maybe one further Posey song before we push on.
We were talking earlier about stuff that, you know, has been under the Posey's banner, but was, you know, maybe essentially pretty much a solo thing. And there's a song on last song on Frosty on the Beater is called Coming Right Along. And, you know, if anybody who had followed the Posey's up to that point, who was into kind of the, you know, the 60s pop influence stuff, this was kind of I think, a pretty radical departure. Best described by a journalist, I think it was either from Enemy or Melody Maker, as a cross between the Carpenters and the Melvins. And I thought it was such a beautiful, perfect comment about the
high
song.
High praise, indeed.
But yeah, I mean, I did this on a four-track in my basement. We ended up using the version on my four-track and replacing a couple vocals. But anyways, come right along. Twilight starve the sun. Shuffle home against the darkness. Turn the key and bite your tongue. And please be strong. Just to talk. You feel like slowly getting blown off. Stretch your eyes, invite the clock. And please be strong. You don't know it, you're coming right along. Please be strong. You don't know it, but you're coming right along. Television on, and please be strong. You don't know it, but you're coming right along. Please, please be strong. Thank you.
there as a clue, lost in the aftermath, moon under stars over me. Bye bye. Esta noche sin su esplendor en mi vida. Esta noche sin un vuelo de la libido.
Support for KEXP comes from Pacific Office Automation, specializing in document management and communication systems. Office systems include digital multifunction products that combine print, copy, scan, and fax functions in a single device.
Locations in Seattle, Tacoma, and Everett, and on the web at pacificoffice.com. This is Sean Nelson, your host for Audio Oasis, the local music program, right here on KEXP FM 90.3. And I'm joined in the studio by Mr. John Auer. Yeah, so good.
So good.
We took a brief break for some pre-recorded John Auer material, just to give you the full sweep of his aesthetic.
Yeah, it just swings from like one end of the spectrum to the other, doesn't it?
It's like your influences are Lennon to McCartney and everything in between.
It's like Seals and Cross.
Exactly.
It's like a little guar thrown in there somewhere.
From Loggins to Messina.
And back again.
And back again. Mm. So we've been talking about the old days, but let's talk about the new days.
Okay.
Your album, Songs from the Year of Our Demise, was... A bit of time in the making, if I'm not being indiscreet.
No, you're not.
Because I remember we were close to being neighbors. We lived in the same little neighborhood, and mm-hmm. I would bump into you every few months and be like, "How's the record going?" You'd be like, "Well, it's going. I'm working on it." And it was like, you know, I mean, I've had a similar experience where just things just take longer than you want them to take.
Well, then you know what it feels like to be the butt of all your friends' jokes.
Yeah,
right? So. Like, you know, yeah, this is almost done, and sure, Sean, sure, John, sure.
But that's right.
Yeah, many years in the making, many years avoiding making it, I think,
right.
too. A lot of time...
More years in the not making.
Well, you know, I mean, you just go through bursts. I mean, I work in spurts.
That's
in
what
bursts.
I've heard, believe me. On the web, anyway, I've read
yeah.
that.
Yeah, World Wide Web, that is. But it really just took a lot of time to incubate, and it's weird too. I think perhaps the next thing I do won't take quite such a long time because I don't have this kind of framework with which I have to make sure everything kind of fits into. Like this record, I had a very specific idea, and for better or worse, it just ended up being that I worked a long time on certain things that I ended up not using at all.
Right.
And, you know, it really kind of pained me to throw them away, so to speak, but it just was the way that it had to be in my stubborn little head.
Right.
So the good news is I've got like, you know, 8 incredible B-sides out of the deal. You
Excellent.
Know? They're like B-plus sides, I think. So
yeah, the best kind.
But yeah, a long time in the making. Long time.
I mean, part of it had to have been, you know, I mean, obviously you've made a lot of records, but this was sort of your first solo official sort of, you know, project, and it seems like the desire to do that and have it be perfect. I mean, you know, they always say that you have, you know, 20 years to make your first record and then, you know,
two weeks
to make the second.
Yeah.
And I know that's not exactly, the math doesn't quite add up in this
nope.
case, but you know, it was it becomes important to sort of, you know, to fulfill this vision that you have.
Sure. You're right. I wanted it to be right, you know, and I think I kind of lost myself along the way and finally just kind of came around to deciding that, well, you just keep working on it until you're happy with it and you'll know when. And
right.
That's what ended up happening. I mean, I literally did not play hardly any of it for anybody, my wife included, my family, my record label, and just literally one day showed up and said, it's done, basically.
Yeah.
And they all kind of took a deep breath and checked it out, and I think they were all very relieved that it was, you know, a lot better than they thought it was going to be from some guy just kind of locking himself in a box somewhere and, you know.
Shaped like a pair of headphones.
Exactly.
By the end of it.
You know, it was just like, what is he doing with all this time? But, you know, I'm happy with how it came out. So
well, I always believe in the phrase "never show a fool unfinished work." Not that these people are fools, but you know, it's part of the thing of having an obsessive
yeah.
little idea about something.
Absolutely.
Anyway, well, let's hear the title track.
Okay.
As they say,
The Year of Our Demise. Our demise, I was waiting for hope to arrive, like the keys to relief, like some car that we could drive down the street. And I want you to know
that I loved you so. And I want you to know that I loved you so. In the year of our demise, I was lucky to still be alive. I keep playing it over, over in my head, and the reasons why we couldn't put the past to bed. And I want you to know that I loved you so. And I want you to know that I loved you so. There's still a picture on my ceiling of the pain we were concealing, like some inner voice that would not let me be. And our engine for attention was a burden just to mention, and to realize what hurt us so to see. Sand were as cruel as if it had all been planned. And the sky and the earth were as blue as I, blue as I was worth. And I want you know that I loved you so. And I want you to know that I loved you, I loved you so.
John Hour live on KEXP, Audio Oasis, local music, etc. We're going to do one more song. We have spent this entire hour with John Hour, and it has been a sincere sensation. I'm curious, when you spend a lot of time making a record, and then, even if your sort of idea of what it's supposed to be doesn't change, but once it comes out, how do your expectations of, how do you line up your expectations with sort of the reality? And you're out there touring, people are hearing it, it's being received. I mean, is it different from how you thought it would be? Is it the same? Is it better, worse? What's it like?
I think I lucked out. I think for the most part, people are getting what I was trying to do. I mean, there's always going to be naysayers, right? And I mean, any record has people that hate it and people that love it. But if you go to Metacritic.com and
you can average it out.
Check out my average. I'm doing pretty good. So.
Let's on a given day, how many hours do you spend self-Googling? I will answer the question if you will.
You can answer it for me, because I've got a funny feeling it's only slightly less than you.
Yeah, I have to intentionally not do it. Like I have to. I'm not going to do it.
That's a big step for you, Sean.
It really brings the average down in a good way. Anyway, let's not ever talk about that again. Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
What's going on with you now? I mean, you have just, as we were talking about, you've just done really like a year and a half or more of pretty solid touring.
Yeah, with the Posies and Big Star and solo stuff. Coming up soon in Seattle, actually, next weekend, there's a... an appearance at the Crocodile Cafe as part of the International Pop Overthrow
right.
Get-together, a little shindig, hootenanny, whatever you want to call it. And then the following day, at a thing called Lake Fest,
right,
which actually has the Divorce playing and the Diamond Head featuring Sean Smith. Anyways, that's on Lake Union, and it actually looks like it's going to be pretty cool, kind of a cool little neighborhood festival.
Yeah, it does. It looks great.
And then above and beyond that, I have some posies and big star dates in, I know, woe is me, I have to go to Spain.
Bummer.
Twice in September.
I know you hate it there.
I really do, you know? Those Spanish people have a different word for everything, and it really annoys me.
And they always want to stay up late, and all you want to do is get some rest.
I want to drink good wine and, you know, listen to rock and roll.
Mm. Yes, the nerve. Well, but so next weekend at the Crocodile, and then, you know, we'll just sort of keep our eyes peeled. But are you going to be sort of able to not rest, but start working on another record anytime soon?
Not until probably the end of the year, because the record comes out in Europe. Finally, I have a release date, October 16th, and I'm going to be head over there for most of November. And it's actually coming out in South Africa, I found out.
Very nice.
As well, and Australia, New Zealand. So that just happened this last week. I'm psyched about it.
Yeah,
so that
is psych-worthy, to be sure.
Indeed.
Well, maybe you can play a rollicking, happy song at the end to celebrate.
Yeah.
Or maybe you could play Bottom of the Bottle.
Ooh. It's really kind of a toss-up now at this point, isn't it?
That's true, but it's up to you, ultimately.
Well, since the person I wrote the song about is actually in the room with me now, I'm going to defer to this song. It's a song called Angelita.
All right.
It was a beautiful sight, like at the end of the night, all in the blink of an eye, when the darkness turns to light. And with the promise to be, you kept it burning for me, like the sun in July, when it hurts too much to see. You were the only one who knew all the hell I put you through. You were the tested, tried and true Angelita. You were the only pair of eyes clear enough to recognize. You were the first to realize Angelita. I kept you hidden away 7 years to the day, the 27th of May, Angelita. And you were beautiful then, and you're astonishing now. As much as life will allow, let me be the one to say, you were the only one who knew all the hell I put you through. You were the tested, tried and true Angelita. You were the only pair of eyes clear enough to recognize, being the first to realize Angelita. Kept you hidden away 7 years to the day, 7 years to the day, Angelita. I started running away 7 years to the day, 7 years to the day, Angelita.
John Auer, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks for coming down. Check it out at johnauer.com.
Indeed.
J-O-N-A-U-E-R, that is. Among other places, I'm sure, on the web. Just Google it.
The World Wide Web.
The World Wide Web. Yes. Don't use the little web.
Exactly.
All right. John, there's something I've been meaning to tell you for what feels like weeks. And that is that support for KEXP comes from Chow Foods, presenting Endolin Joe's in West Seattle. Endolin Joe's is currently featuring the flavors of Santa Fe. Joe's serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily with a menu of updated American classics. More info at chowfoods.com. Chow Foods, Seattle's neighborhood restaurants. All right, now we go back to the pre-recorded music right here on KEXP Seattle.